Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The Supreme Court heard arguments today in what could be one of the most consequential abortion cases in a generation. Justices are considering the constitutionality of a Texas law that imposes mandates on clinics and doctors. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports protesters on both sides of the issue rallied outside the court.
Supporters of the Texas law were vastly outnumbered. They stood in a circle in the middle of a dense crowd. Annie Piper came up from Liberty University in Virginia.
We're not just pro-life. We're not just pro-birth. We are pro-women.
But Mary Beth Hastings rejected supporters' claims that the Texas law helps women.
They say that they're trying to protect women's health, and that's just not true.
Hastings worries more clinics will close if the Texas law is upheld. This case has been years in the making as states have passed hundreds of abortion restrictions. The outcome could clarify whether some of those laws go too far, posing an undue burden on women. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
Seven Super Tuesday victories have put Donald Trump firmly in the driver's seat on the way to the Republican presidential nomination. As NPR Scott Detrow reports, two rival candidates are banking their campaigns on an upcoming primary day that could be a game changer, March 15th.
Even though Ted Cruz is the only other GOP candidate to win multiple primaries and caucuses, both Marco Rubio and John Kasich insist they are the ones who can best take on Trump. Kasich hasn't won anything yet, and Rubio didn't pick up his first victory until last night in Minnesota. But each is arguing that a win in his home state on March 15th can change the dynamic. Both Florida and Ohio are winner-take-all states. So far, most states have split up delegates among multiple candidates. The race's next twist could come Thursday in Utah, when 2012 nominee Mitt Romney gives a speech on the 2016 contest. Romney has been especially critical of Trump on Twitter lately. Scott Detrow, NPR News.
He's not saying he's out, but retired neurosurgeon Ben Carson announced today he does not see a path forward for his campaign. He indicated he will not be a part of the Republican presidential debate scheduled for tomorrow night. The U.S. Special Operations Team is said to be questioning a key Islamic State leader in Iraq after taking him into custody during a raid last month. Colonel Pat Ryder is a spokesman for the U.S. Central Command and would only say a target force made up of U.S. Special Operations Forces is at work in that country.
One of the goals of the ETF is to capture ISIL leaders, and that any detention would be short-term and coordinated with Iraqi authorities.
The force aimed at disrupting Islamic State operations in Iraq and Syria is not officially confirmed as holding the individual. On Wall Street today, the Dow was up 34 points to close at 16,899. The Nasdaq closed up 13 points. You're listening to NPR. The Pentagon says it's in the market for a few good computer hackers. Defense officials saying they plan to bring in screened high-tech specialists to try to breach the DOD's public internet pages. As part of a pilot program, the military wants to conduct aimed at finding and fixing certain cybersecurity vulnerabilities. Dubbed Hack the Pentagon, the program is scheduled to begin next month. Department officials say they first will have to work through some legal issues centering around authorization of individuals to breach active websites. Astronomers are trying to figure out what is causing the brief, powerful burst of radio waves coming from deep space. NPR science correspondent Joe Palka says they have a puzzling new observation to explain.
These radio pulses are known as fast radio bursts, and astronomers believe they come from distant galaxies. But what's causing them is a mystery. A paper published last week in the journal Nature suggested they were possibly from some destructive cosmic cataclysm. But a paper this week in the same journal reports the detection of multiple bursts from the same source, casting doubt on the destructive cataclysm theory. This week's explanation is the bursts may be coming from something more permanent, such as a rotating neutron star. Joe Palka, NPR News.
For anyone who wonders how active the Italian mafia is these days, well, consider this. According to estimates by the United Nations Office on Narcotics and Crime, Italian mobsters make as much money trafficking narcotics as Fiat makes selling cars, with none of those pesky taxes to pay. Based on estimates by the anti-mafia prosecutors, narcotics trade brings in more than 32 billion euros a year for organized crime. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.